W is for...
Whoa.
F is for...
Fuck Freddy.
O is for...
Oh, Travis.
D is for...
Dippin' Dots.
Get ready. W, F, O, D. Left speaker.
Check.
Right speaker. Check. Mic. Check. Remember to rate us 5 stars on iTunes.
Oh my gosh. I've never... Oh my gosh.
Welcome to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Internet Radio Program. I am Mike. I am joined, of course, by my co-host, Mr. Travis Hulse.
Hello.
And Drunkard STL on the Twitters.
Hello.
Matt, I think Matt's here. Matt, are you here? Matt? Hi, Matt. Matt, are you here?
Are we joined this episode by Matt from the Lotus cast?
Maybe he's not here, Travis.
Oh.
I'm here. Oh. I'm sorry. I was muted, and I am actually really starting to feel the scotch.
All right, I just refilled my bullet rye whiskey, so we're going in deep.
This got to work tomorrow, and I am drinking scotch.
This a drinking show, fellas?
This is a drinking show. Get your sangria out there, Mike.
Guys, phone number to contact the show 636-487-HAND or WFOD show on Skype. Boy, do we have one hell of a program for you tonight.
I feel like this week is going to be a really good show.
Yeah, this one's...
So guys, I'll tell you what happened. Should I tell everybody what happened, Matt?
No,
yeah, you should tell everybody what happened.
You know, I feel like we peek behind the curtain too often. We don't leave any sense of mystery to people. You know what I mean? Like, you're constantly just laying everything out for people.
Charles, I asked my sister-in-law.
What's her name and address?
Yes.
Erin. It's Laura's sister, Erin. I asked her if she's doing the Elf on the Shelf this year. I know that you're a big fan of the Elf on the Shelf,
Charles. God damn it.
And she said yes, that she is doing the Elf on the Shelf, but that it's a hassle because, like, she remembers at 2 o'clock in the morning that she forgot to move the elves on the shelf. And she, like, gets out of bed and goes and moves the elves on the shelf. And it got
so
me to
stupid.
Got me to thinking, Travis. Perhaps what we need is an Elf on a Shelf movement service that, like, comes to your house.
Oh, are you talking like when you can hire people to put a bunch of, like, those yard flamingos in people's yard for a day to celebrate their birthday or whatever?
No, I think, like, the people that come out and put the decorations up.
They just come to your house and move your elf on a shelf. And I mean, like, you get a
house key,
going.
The code to your security system.
Right.
Well, I mean, it's like a maid service, Travis. It's like anything.
Yeah. Yeah, they come in while you're sleeping and put the elf someplace.
I've been taking part in one of these services recently because, like, it's the holidays and, you know, I always into trying to find ways to make extra money. And I've been doing the Instacart.
Oh, I thought you were going to topless.
No, I've been grocery shopping for people.
Well, explain this to me. So like, they give you a list of the stuff they want at the store and you just drop it off on your way home?
No, they go on the internet and pay for their groceries and then you can go pick them up for them. And
that's essentially it. Like, I've got this app on my phone and it gives me this thing like, oh, hey, you need to go, like, pick up this list from this store. And I go to the store and I pick everything out and then deliver it to their house.
You're like Uber for groceries.
Essentially, yeah. The service is called Instacart, and I've been maybe working like 15, 20 hours a week doing this and making like anywhere from 170 to 200 bucks a week.
You got to hook me up with this service.
What?
I'm all about the extra money. I love this.
Yeah, I mean, you just have to go to the grocery store. Like, the first couple times, it's been really stressful.
Who are these people that you're delivering these groceries to?
Like, invalids and old people?
No. These are, like, rich people.
Or stoners who are playing Call of Duty and don't want to get up off the couch?
I would say that it would be the stoners, but no, you have to have a good chunk of change because, like, not only are you paying for your groceries, but you're paying a high premium to have it delivered to your house.
The cool thing now, though, for you is if you like a lot of grocery stores are doing the thing where you can like go onto their app and just like grocery shop from the app. So you technically on your break at work could put together the grocery list via your phone and then just go through the drive through and pick it up.
Yeah, I haven't done anything like that, but like it's convenient because you can do it. Like I just set my hours. Like I'm like, all right, I'm available from like 8 p.m. to 10 or 7 to whatever, or like
1:30 a.m. to 3:30 a.m.
Well, it's never like late overnight. Like they kind of have standard hours from, I think it's like starting at 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. But
could you imagine the amazing clientele you would get if you were available between 1:30 a.m. and 3:30 a.m.?
It'd be probably pretty scary.
But Matt, what if somebody paid you money just to go to their home in the evening and move their Elf on a Shelf? You get a route going. Like they have to specify whether they have dogs, whether they have an alarm.
You went in overnight while they were sleeping to do this?
Yeah. Yeah. You go in overnight and move it. And then it's fun for everyone.
Yeah, especially the guy who's laying awake paranoid because he can't sleep well. And he's also got a loaded Glock in his fucking nightstand. And he's like, who the fuck just came in my house?
What
the
hell?
They would
you're coming, Travis.
Yeah, but when you wake up with that PTSD, I mean, it doesn't matter who's...
Well, and you know how when you're like half sleeping, where it's that weird half sleep, half dream thing that you got going on where you think you're awake, but you're sleeping. And then you get woken up again and you finally realize you were sleeping the whole time. Like you're not of the right mind at that point. Yeah. Plug that guy.
Charles, but I feel
moving
like
around a fucking elf.
I feel like I should tell people what happened.
I mean, Travis,
have you watched that HBO Prison Break show? The show where Benicio Del Toro is trying to break out of prison. Not be on HBO. It might be on Showtime.
I was about to say, I think that's a Showtime show.
See,
what show is this?
HBO and Showtime, they have a branding issue. You don't really know which one's on which.
I love Benicio Del Toro. See, what is he on?
Him and Paul Dano, they dupe.
Paul Dano?
It's Paul Dano, isn't it?
Yeah. Love Paul Dano.
Paul Dano. They dupe.
God, if one more person says Paul Dano.
God, Paul Dano is awesome. Fuck!
Patricia Arquette got fat for this role.
Yeah.
Like, she fatted up. So
well,
she's definitely going
like
to win the Emmy.
Kind of aged into that.
Well, no, I think that she was thin, but then she got fat so that she
could
be on the show.
Did you see her on Boardwalk Empire a few years ago?
Was she fat then?
Yeah, she's pretty chunky.
Travis, this will ruin
it was
my
kind
little.
Of sex. Was she really fat? I don't think she was fat.
I think she was pretty chunky. It was pretty sexy because she was playing like, wasn't she playing like a madam at some weird speakeasy hotel kind of thing?
She had some heft to her, but I wouldn't have called her fat. I don't.
Oh, did she really chunk up for this show?
She's pretty fat, Matt.
Oh. Yeah.
Maybe we shouldn't call people fat. Can we call people fat now?
Well, no, because she fatted up on purpose. If you fat up on purpose, it doesn't really count.
Oh, so they porked up for a reason.
Yeah, like to play a role. And then she'll win the Emmy. Like when Charlize Theron fatted up.
Oh, yeah, Charlize Theron. She fatted up and got ugly to play that weird killer.
Yeah, she didn't like get better at acting. She got fat. She played an ugly gal.
2 weeks later, she was hot again. It's crazy.
Yeah. I think
what happened is pretty funny. I think you should tell the story.
I mean, it's a pretty good story, right, Matt?
Is it, though?
No, it's not. See, that's
no,
just
it's
it.
No, it's not. It's
not
good
a
story
good
because
story.
You lived it, but nobody's going
to
give a shit.
I mean, there's one person at work that I talk to about the whole world of podcasting, and I was telling him how excited I was about what was going to happen, and then it happened the way that it did, and then I went back and told him, and he had a good chortle over it.
See that what happened, what it ended up being, Matt, is although I know that I wasn't at fault, drunken Travis, so they dug their claws into me is what they did.
That's because we lived through the Grant Morrison scenario.
I love that clip. That clip of just ramping up to like set up the whole thing, and then just you saying, "He's not there,
Matt."
He hung up,
Matt.
I didn't listen to that for hours because I never listened to Mike's audio messages in like the Facebook Messenger at work because I never know what's going to happen.
Oh yeah, you can't do that.
It's like a slow time and there's like nobody around and I'm like, oh, it's only 30 seconds. I'll listen to it. I listened to it and I was like, huh.
Travis,
that's kind of amusing.
Are you familiar with the president of Nigeria?
Yeah, he sent me an email last week telling me he wanted to send me some money.
No, I think that's a prince.
Oh, that's his son.
Yeah.
Drunk looked up Patricia.
Prince, yeah.
I thought, are you looking at Patricia Arquette?
No. The name of the show is Escape from Dan Mora and it's on Showtime.
Well, that's my pick of the week, by the way, guys. Pick of the week. There's been two episodes. They're great. Patricia Arquette, she got fat. Anyway, guys, the president of Nigeria, he gave a speech. No, he's actually very thin. He's from Nigeria. He gave a speech the other day where he told everybody that he's not a clone.
Yes, there's one important question. I seem to forget about it because the answers of that question must be ignorant.
You know, not really a very dynamic speaker, this is president of Nigeria. Like, he's kind of a mumbler.
Were people wondering if he was a clone?
Irreligious. Somebody says that I'm clone.
Is this English?
Yeah, he said that people think that he's a clone. And he's denying that he's a clone. He's saying, guys, people have been saying I'm a clone, but I'm not a clone. But I mean, that's what a clone says.
Unless you're a clone, there's no reason to address the rumors that you're a clone.
That sounds like somebody who's responding to, like, egg people on Twitter. Like taking the egg people seriously on Twitter.
No, this is like a big thing. There's a whole bunch of conspiracies going on. Like
the way that he's responding to somebody referring, like somebody on Twitter said, hey, this guy's a clone. And he was like, well, got to take care of this.
Justin Bieber never came out and said he's.
What? Travis?
He's not there, Mike.
Oh, no.
One of those Travis moments.
It happened again. Twice in one day.
Do you remember when Louis C.K. was asking Donald Rumsfeld if he was a lizard? And Donald Rumsfeld wouldn't answer?
God. That, he's like, that is one of the best clips ever.
And the whole time I was going, why doesn't he just say he's not a lizard? But like, it wouldn't matter if he said he wasn't a lizard or not. Because like, if he says, no, I'm not a lizard, then we just say, yeah, that's what a lizard would say. So really, there's no... So like... All these years later, it makes sense to me now.
Right.
Because Louis C.K. was asking Donald Rumsfeld if he was a lizard, and Donald Rumsfeld was just saying, man, can you imagine if I answered that? And he'd be like, well, I mean, like, if you're not a lizard, just say you're not a lizard. And he wouldn't do it.
If you say you're not a lizard.
But, I mean, this guy, he goes up there in front of a bunch of people and says, hey, guys, everybody on the internet saying I'm a clone. I'm not the real me. And that they put a fake me in here. But it's me. I'm not a clone.
Yeah.
Which is crazy talk.
Mike?
Travis, you just go into people's houses and move their elf on a shelf. You're in there for like a minute and a half tops.
Mike, are you a lizard person?
No.
No, it's not just a minute and a half, though, buddy. Like, sometimes you got to put a lot of thought.
Well, you got to, like, there's props involved.
Yeah, sometimes there's props.
Well, like, you bring the props with you.
You got to write in lipstick on bathroom mirrors and shit.
You're a professional elf mover.
Well, that's true. I guess if you're a professional, maybe you've got it down to, like, 3 minutes.
And I would think that the people would probably pick from a catalog of positions and probably give
specialties. They order the one that they want.
Yeah. Like, you know, you have a catalog of things that the elf can do. And then like you say, they want the number 3.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not a bad plan. You guys poo poo it because you always poo poo me.
I didn't poo poo it. I don't think anybody poo pooed it.
Drunk ripped the poop in half, by the way, guys. I'm starting to think now. Actually, I ripped the. Why am I giving you credit for ripping the poop in half?
I don't know.
I was one that ripped the poop in half. You were smoking and looking.
It was poop.
I'm pretty sure it was like dirt. It was like a mud ball.
It's a mud ball?
I mean, like when you ripped it apart, it was very fine in the middle. You know, like there wasn't anything that like stood out to
me. You should have given it a sniff.
I'm starting to think now it was just mud.
You think it's mud that came out of your shoe?
Yeah.
All this and it was a mud ball from your shoe?
No. I mean, it was a pretty hefty
piece, mud ball
piece of something. I mean, it didn't just fall off my shoe, Matt.
But it's a mud ball.
I mean, I'd say it's about golf ball size, would you say, drunk? Maybe a little bigger?
But it's mud.
I think it was mud.
Yeah, it was mud.
It was bigger than a golf ball.
So we went from somebody shit on your step to just mud ball.
Yeah, but still, somebody put the mud ball on my porch.
I think that you were out hanging fucking decorations and little mud guts stuck in your shoe.
You know, I go through all the trouble of pulling these clips and then we play like 10 seconds of them. I mean, there's way more to this guy telling us he's not a clone. But you can't understand a fucking word he says anyway, so why keep playing it? It's just all ill-advised, I guess.
There's no point to comment on it.
Do you guys want to go to break?
Are we going to break?
Should I tell people what happened?
No. If that poop ends up being just mud, I'm going to be pissed.
Well, I mean, it's gone now.
Well, I mean, we spent a lot of time on this.
Travis, how do we determine what it is? I mean, do I send it to the lab? What do I do, Travis?
It's like Bill Murray did in the pool in Caddyshack. It's like, no, it's a Baby Ruth.
But like if I lick it, I'm not going to know if it's poop or mud. Yes, I would just have licked something gross.
Yes, you will.
And I wouldn't know any more than I know now.
You'll know.
Strangely, we like all the same pop culture bullshit that you like.
Here's what's going on is we're going to write a play tonight. It's going to be called Time Phone. It's about a phone where when you pick it up, you can talk to people in other eras of time. We're going to perform it one night only, also tonight, in the cash machine booth at a local bank. First question, I know, who's going to see it? Great question. Well, if anybody needs money, I guess they'll catch a few minutes of Time Phone. And if not, then whatever, guys. It's just for us then, right? Like, and then it's just art for art's sake. Right, guys? Right, guys? Right, guys? They're all eating chicken fingers, like, no. And not only is Time Phone a pretty bad idea, it is already the plot of a Dennis Quaid movie. Frequency is just that with a ham radio. That's what I'm so worried about, that I won't be able to fly into a manic fit and rip off Dennis Quaid?
WFOG! It's time once again for the Hollywood Beat with your host, Drunk. This week, Drunk talks to Benedict Cumberbatch about his new film, The Grinch, in theaters now.
What is this movie about?
The green, fluffy guy who wants to steal Christmas and has a heart that's two sizes too small.
I got that from the cover. I mean, what is it really about?
Many sizes too small, his heart.
Okay, cool.
When it comes to defending America, it is not enough to merely have an American presence in space. We must have American dominance in space. So important. Very importantly, I'm hereby directing the Department of Defense and Pentagon to immediately begin the process necessary to establish a space force as the sixth branch of the armed forces. That's a big statement. We are going to have the Air Force and we are going to have the Space Force.
Space Force!
The question, that infernal question, constantly nags at him. Why are you doing this? Once again, WFOD. Wheelbarrow full of dicks.
I heard you on the phone last night. We live and die by pretty lies. You know it. We both know it. These silver bullet cigarettes, this burning house, there's nothing left. It's smoking. We both know it. We got all night to fall in love, but just like that, we fall apart. We're broken. We're broken. Nothing, nothing, nothing gonna save us now.
Jolene, 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 I'm begging of you, please don't take my man. Jolene, 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 please don't take him just because you can.
Things fall apart, but nothing breaks like a heart. Like a heart. We'll leave each other cold as ice and high and dry. The desert wind is blowing. It's blowing. Remember what you said to me. We were drunk in love in Tennessee. And I hold it. You both know it. Nothing, nothing, nothing gonna save us now. Nothing, nothing, nothing gonna save us now.
So should I tell people what happened?
I think.
Hold on, Travis. Oh, maybe this. Am I not supposed to say it's Travis? Hello, caller.
Hello.
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 Who's this?
Hello. Hello, is this Mike?
Hello,
Mike.
Yeah, this is Mike. Who's this?
Hey, I just want to tell you, I'm the one that put the poop on your porch. Goodbye.
Oh yeah.
That's crazy.
Who is this?
That was crazy.
No, they're gone, Matt. They hung up.
They're gone.
It was a prank caller.
I feel like that sounded like somebody you went to high school with.
You think? I'll cut out the part where I said, oh, it's Travis calling on his cell phone.
Yeah.
You dumbass.
Hold on. Let me add this so that I can put it in the right place later.
Make a note.
Oh, hey, guys. We're getting a call. Let me see who it is.
Who is it, Mike?
Who is it, Mike? You fucking dummy. Professional fucking internet radio guy.
Travis, I stink. I could have played along with the bit, but I didn't realize it was a bit. I'm dim-witted. I'm a fool.
I had to call in my cell phone.
Why would you do that, Travis?
Exactly.
What a simpleton.
Travis, I'll fix it all in post. No one will ever know. Travis, I'm going to fix it all.
Post.
You want to do it again?
Yeah, let's do it again. Let's just do the whole thing again, Travis.
Yeah, all do right. It again.
Let's come back. Let's get a good stopping point, if we could.
All right, so break ends now.
Right now.
Is he actually calling again?
Yeah,
of course. The bit.
And welcome back, Mike, to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Internet.
Guys, we're back. Oh, we're getting a call.
A call from who?
Hello, caller. Are you there?
Caller, are you there?
Hello?
I can't believe he called again.
Hello?
Yeah, who's this?
Hi, is this Mike?
Mike's listening.
Is this Mike?
Yeah, it's me.
Hey, I don't want to put the poop on your porch. Goodbye.
Well, we found our culprit. Sounds like somebody you went to high school
with. Oh, man,
that
was crazy.
Whoa, what was that?
Travis, somebody called saying they put the poop on your porch.
Travis, I know you're going to be mad at me, Travis, but I wasn't recording. Do you think maybe you could do it again?
You want to do it again?
Yeah, third time.
Do it again?
Right?
One more time?
Yeah, Travis, I'll get it right this time, I promise.
All right. All right, you ready? Get a nice break.
Man, you two
we're
fools
coming back
are,
from break, right?
You two fools are like drunk laughing right now.
We're coming back from break?
Yeah, okay, okay. Drunk, we're coming back from break. We'll get it right this time, I promise.
All right, and welcome back to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Internet Rodeo Program.
Rodeo?
Rodeo. Oh, look at this. We got a caller.
Did you say the rodeo program?
The rodeo program. Hi, caller.
Oh,
how are you today?
Drunk, we're getting a call.
Hello?
Hello? Who is this?
This is Drunk from the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Internet Radio Program. Who is this?
Is this
Rodeo, the rodeo program, yeah.
He called again!
Hey, I don't want to put the poop on your porch. Goodbye.
Oh, Mike, we found the guy who put the poop on your porch.
Oh man, that was nuts. We finally cracked the mystery.
I think you sound like somebody you went to high school with.
Did they also work at Pizza Hut?
I've heard Drunk say that three times in a row. Somebody was to high school. This is so stupid. It's just so stupid. Oh, my stomach hurts.
You're right there, guy. Can you talk?
Oh, God.
We got it's been a long time since we had a caller.
We're in the middle of a rodeo program here. Let's
I'm sorry.
Be professional.
Rodeo program.
Stupid. This is so stupid.
Matt. Matt. What are we doing, Matt?
I know. I haven't even had a drink tonight. You gotta
be silly.
Matt, you got to be at work tomorrow. Like, what are we doing, Matt? What are we doing, Matt?
What we do is important over here.
All right. Well,
guys, I've...
pick of the week time.
Guys, I've been really enamored in Garth Brooks' Instagram account. Can we talk about that for a while, or...
Is he posting? Is he posting pictures of him holding up a new Walmart exclusive CD or something?
Yeah.
Did we get that call, guys? It was the guy who put the poop on the porch.
Yeah, it sounded like somebody that Drunk used to go to high school with.
He went to high school with that guy.
Yeah.
With,
actually.
Does it matter, guys? Does it matter? Now, a long time ago, we got really into Garth Brooks' Facebook account. But now he has an Instagram account. Well, he's had it for a while.
That was so long ago. I totally forgot about that.
Travis, it was a long time ago. But Garth,
so long ago.
Garth Brooks.
That's when Garth was relevant last.
Travis, Garth Brooks, there was one that I loved more than he fakes like he doesn't know how his camera works. I got to play this one for you, Travis. You're going to love this.
Okay, let's try this. Hey, everybody, Garth here. Just want to say thank you.
Now, clearly he knew he was recording, but like he added that, okay, let's try this in there.
Right.
Which I just loved so much. But
he's a man
ready to go out that
like
door
Garth Brooks.
And hug the neck of the 5 millionth ticket owner. I can't believe this. Just want to say thank you. Same thing I'm going to say to them. Thank you for getting us where we're at. This is something we'd do for all 5 million if we could. So thank you for the celebration, and thank you for getting us here. I never thought we'd be here again.
Doesn't it just sound so fake?
Garth Brooks, I get this. Listen, Garth Brooks is pretending like he's shooting his own video. There is 14 people behind that video camera right now.
But like
making sure it's perfect.
He's got like this kind of like fake humble shit going on.
It's just me, Garth Brooks. You remember?
It's just me, Garth, guys.
You know, it's funny because with Garth Brooks, like when he disappeared, way back in the 90s, right? Like, he was like no longer doing records or whatever it was. He's got to go raise his family. Like, he's a time capsule. He just stayed that person in the 90s and then all of a sudden was exposed to technology.
But what I said back then and what I'll say now is, like, I think that, like, people have been telling him how much he means to them for so long.
Right.
That, like, it's just gotten in his head and he thinks that, like, everything he says has to be like this really,
really epic
thing.
Yeah.
So he does, like, when he's even saying mundane shit, he kind of has to put on a voice to be like, guys, Garth is about to speak.
Yeah.
The dream still lives. And my dream is for us to love one another. All of us.
Oh.
He posts stuff like that all the time, Matt. It's so great. I
all of us.
Guys, we all need to love one another. I just got on here to tell you that. All right, bye.
Yeah, it's pretty cringy, but it is like somebody who's just discovered that, you know, oh, hey, I can just broadcast these little thoughts for the first time.
Do you feel like his head is still stuck back to when he was, like, the biggest thing that existed? Like, he went away for, like, a decade, and now he came back, and he's like, see, Charlie, all these people still think,
honest,
I'm great.
Though, he is.
He's still, like, really big.
Sellout.
Like, he's going on a stadium tour that, like, will probably sell out. Like,
that's probably true.
He's still
multiple
huge.
Multiple dates. Like, he can sit there and do a weekend in any city and sell out every single night.
Do you feel like that's nostalgia, though? Because you just heard this week or last week or whenever this goes up that Hootie and the Blowfish is reuniting for, like, a nationwide tour. That is going to sell out. People are going to come out in droves for that because it's like a weird nostalgia.
But if it's nostalgia or not,
Garth Brooks to leave, and he left. And he's the guy who wrote that fucking Friends in Low Places song, which is maybe the most karaoke'd song of all time.
I feel like they did want him to go away after he did the whole Chris Gaines experiment. You're like, come on, Garth.
I don't think that they wanted him to go away. Like, nobody really cared for Chris Gaines, but they all love Garth. Like, they fucking love Garth.
Yeah, people do. People are, like, crazy about Garth Brooks.
But, you were saying, is it just nostalgia? But, like, what does it make a difference?
And the thunder rolled, and the
lightning strikes.
I mean, if you're selling out arenas, who gives a shit?
Yeah, it doesn't matter. People really love his live shows. Like,
as terrible as he is as an actor, like, his Saturday Night Live appearance when he was at, like, his peak was pretty great.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people on Saturday Night Live who are bad, it's good because they're bad. Like the Peyton Manning. Peyton Manning sucks, but when Peyton Manning was on Saturday Night Live, it was usually pretty good just because he's bad.
Right.
You know?
3:30 in the morning, not a soul in sight.
So, Travis, you gotta...
The city's looking like a ghost town on a moonless summer night.
In the chat...
Raindrops on the
Jody's really
there's a storm moving in.
Singing the praises of Garth Brooks. Jody,
that he never should have been.
I mean, Garth Brooks is fine, Jody.
And the thunder rolls.
In fact, I'll tell you what. You know who probably knows the most
and
about
the
Garth Brooks
rolls.
Is that guy who put the poop on my porch.
Every light is
God, I wish
burning
call back.
In a house across town.
If only he could call again.
She's pacing by the telephone in a faded flannel gown.
Drunk, do you have a pick of the week, Drunk?
Drunk's pick of the week is State Farm, best insurance company around.
Oh, guys, hold on. We're getting a phone call. Hold on.
Caller, are you there?
Hey,
I called a little earlier.
I remember.
Yeah, I said I was the guy that put the dog poop on your porch.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, my name's Gus Brooks. Goodbye.
Oh, my God. My Garth Brooks put duty on you.
Every light is burning.
Mystery solved, guys.
House across town.
Travis, what do you think of all this? This is crazy, right?
It's been sick this whole time.
And the thunder rolls. And the thunder rolls.
Matt, a pick of the week.
The thunder rolls and the lightning strikes.
Damn.
Love grows cold on a sleepless night.
Damn.
The storm blows on out of control. Deep in her heart.
Just keeps going.
As the thunder rolls.
All right, people. I love you. Guns out, phones out.
Bye. Drunk is over it.
Bye, guys. I mean, this was fun, right? Right? Right, guys?
Well, we ended early.
My pick of the week.
Oh, pick of the week, Travis?
Schitt's Creek, Netflix. Great.
Is that good? I've been meaning to watch that.
I have been meaning to watch it, too, and I just started it this last weekend, and it is super funny. Eugene Levy is great. His kid's great. Catherine O'Hara is great. Chris Elliott's great. It's fucking funny. Great. I love it.
Okay.
Guys, thanks for humoring me. Drunk, sorry we went so long.
Are you apologizing to Drunk?
Yeah.
What are you apologizing to Drunk for?
He's leaving.
He's trying to get the fuck out of here.
Let him go.
He's leaving. I think he's mad.
Okay. What's he mad about?
I don't know.
Did you ask him?
No, he's leaving.
Drunk, are you mad?
I think he's mad.
What's he mad about?
What are you mad about?
I don't know.
Sounds like a guy I went to high school with.
Did he sound like a guy you went to high school with?
Is he still there? What's
no,
he doing?
He left. He's mad.
Why is he so mad?
What's he mad about?
You to know it's over.
Well, bye.
Listening to this installment of WFOD. Join us live every Tuesday night at 9, 8 central on strangelabel.com. Be sure to check out all the other great shows that station offers. You can download past episodes of our lengthy catalog or enjoy other premium content on our website found at WFODshow.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram at WFODix. Email us Mike, Travis, or Drunk at WFODshow.com. Give us a call when we're live or when we're not live. Phone number there is 636-487-HAND. Special thanks, as always, to our Patreon sponsors, Liquid Lozenge and Brian Kranz. If you'd like to contribute, it's patreon.com/WFODix. We'll be back next week. Thank you. And goodbye.
Lots of good stuff happening. It's going to be juicy. You'll see. All right. Bye for now. Take good care of yourself. Bye.